The Fender Rhodes Electronic Piano. It was invented by a piano teacher out of necessity. During the Second World War, Harold Rhodes in California wanted a portable instrument to take into hospitals. He built a piano using aluminum from a B-17. The Rhodes Piano Company began in 1946. It was sold to the Fender Guitar Company in 1959. A suitcase model was developed. And by the 70s, the Fender Rhodes piano could be found in most music clubs. James Garfield helped put together a Fender Rhodes website. He also owns and plays several of the instruments.
There's a certain warmth to it. I think that's one of the things that really makes it appealing, is just there's a sort of resonance to it, a fuzziness to it, maybe, just when you play a chord like this.
Play 30 seconds of a blues that you like.
Okay, sure.
Have to, Mr. Garfield, wear your hair a certain way if you play a Fender Rhodes, if that's your main instrument?
Well, it helps, but no. I have hair down to my butt, if that's any indication.
Well, one thing that helps, I have heard from people who lug these things in and out of clubs all through the 70s, is that you got to be pretty strong.
Yeah, the one I have here comes in two pieces. It's called the Suitcase 73. The top piece is the actual piano, and that weighs somewhere around 125 pounds. And the bottom piece is an amplifier cabinet, which has four speakers in it. And that also weighs somewhere in the vicinity of 100 pounds, I think.
How many of these Fender Rhodes pianos are still out there, and how valuable are they?
I've heard an estimate that there are about 70,000 that are still in use. And I bought one last weekend for $300 in pretty good shape. If you buy one on eBay, which I do not recommend, you're talking at least $1,000 or more.
Are younger players coming to the Fender Rhodes, do you think?
Definitely. Actually, people like Herbie Hancock, they don't play the Rhodes anymore, just because it's part of history for them, and they don't really need to be doing anything else with it. It's like they've done everything they need to do. So from the people who come to my website, a lot of people are younger people who have picked up a Rhodes and have no idea what to do with it.
If you're walking past a club, let's say in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, L.A., and you hear the sound of a Fender Rhodes coming through the door, what are you in for if you go in and sit down and listen to some music? What does that mean, actually?
It means you're in for a good time, I think. I was at a show a few weeks ago, maybe it was. It was the James Carter Electric Project, and I could tell right away before the music even started, just by looking at the keyboard player's rig, he had a Hammond organ and he had a Fender Rhodes, and that's all I needed to know. I knew that it was going to be great.
James Garfield, thank you for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
James Garfield speaking with us about the Fender Rhodes piano. He joined us from KQED in San Francisco. Harold Rhodes, the inventor, died in Los Angeles. He was 89.